The sizable contribution from the Federal Emergency Management Agency isn't going to student programs, but instead what's called the National Cybersecurity Preparedness Consortium. It's a joint venture between UTSA, which is the lead, Texas A&M, Memphis University, University of Arkansas, and Norwich University. Gregory White is a director for the Center of Infrastructure Assurance and Security at UTSA. He says the five schools make up a research team whose goal is to create protection programs for governmental entities like state and county offices.
The consortium is designed to help those individuals build those viable and sustainable programs through training and education.
The FEMA grant is meant to create the Developing a Community Cybersecurity Program. White says it's the basics.
Everybody wants to be secure, but a lot of and most folks out there don't know where to start. Where do I get started? What's my first step? What do I do next? And so that's what our course is designed to do, is to help people get started.
Because technology can become outdated very quickly, part of the funds are being used to update existing programs, two of which, for example, are called Comprehensive Cyber Terrorism and Cyber Terrorism First Responder.
Some of them are awareness level courses. Some of them are more hands-on to help people know what they need to do in order to defend themselves, to defend their networks and their systems.
All of these classes are designed to be made free of charge to these governmental agencies to train already existing or newly hired staff.
There's a lot more that's needed, and we're hoping that this is an indication that DHS is on board now for cybersecurity, and this consortium will continue to be funded for, as long as it's needed, which at the rate things are going, is going to be a while.
Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.